manifesting some things that have been said on the weekend from the liberals freaking out about President Trump being in the hospital. And, well, you know, he miraculously recovered. We also going to touch base on President Trump talking about me at the debate on the 15th to go against President, the former Vice President Joe Biden. Okay. We also going to talk about the CDC updates, which has been very confusing. We also going to discuss about the hearings being ramped up United States nominee finalized next week. And we're going to talk about the governor of Michigan, Whitmer, slamming Michigan High Court about striking down emergency COVID orders. We also going to talk about the U.S. attorney tapped by Barter Review process of Damascus. Times for the DOJ. And just a whole lot of other stuff. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another edition of Joel News Interviews, aka Conservative News. Alright, guys, what is going on? This is another edition of Joel's News Interviews, aka Conservative News. And tonight, we are live. We are going to get into this thing. We're going to talk about Trump returns, baby. We also going to get into discussions about what's going on with the whole the Supreme Court of the United States nominee, how she's going to go ahead on and get taken care of. And we also going to get into, before all of that, the liberal meltdown over Trump's return. But until then, this is what I want to share with y'all that my man Trump should be playing right here, right now. Give me 1 second here. I want to bring this up, celebration to our president who just got home. Give me 1 second. Give me one moment. Second, guys. I don't want to let y'all down. Give me one moment. I'm about to do something special for us tonight. Give me 1 second. One moment. Alright, give me one moment, guys. Let me get back to you guys here. I didn't want to make sure you guys are aware of what I'm doing. Alright. If this is your first time joining the show, please do me a favor. Hit the like button. Also, too, hit the subscribe button and also hit the notification bell all the way up top. If you are following me on Periscope, DLive, all these other places, go ahead on for me and follow along. Give me a follow so that way every time I come on, you know that I'm coming on. I hope everybody can hear me clearly. But yeah, this is what I'm about to do for celebration of my president coming back. And oh yeah, I don't own the rights to this. So on the broadcast, I'm not going to be able to hear it on my podcast because I don't have the equipment yet. But don't worry. From now on, I will have that equipment so we can be able to do all the narrative. I'm doing fine. Thank you. And here we go, guys. This is what my president should be should be celebrating right now. Make me wonder why you want to take it. Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. That's what he's saying right now. I got to keep on moving everywhere. I just don't care. Okay, Lala. Oh, man, I had to do it, man. Oh, my God. That's how the president feeling right now. That's how he's feeling. That's exactly how he's feeling. Oh, my God. Let's talk about this joint, man. I ain't never seen so much hate in my life. Every time you turn around, it was like, this guy is dying. They said he was on oxygen. They said that he wasn't going to never recover again. I think the liberals was getting his obituary ready. That's how hilarious this was. And then, like the Phoenix, he rise from the ashes, and he went home at 6:30. He's probably sitting back, relaxing, drinking some scotch. And he say he going to debate Joe Biden. Oh, my God. I know Joe is really in that basement right now. Oh, man. Oh, my God. My man said take the red pill. Hey, that's what the liberals need to do. They need to take the red pill for real. I'm serious, man. I've never seen nothing like this in my life. I've been blogging a little bit, man. And I never thought you could hate somebody this much. Like, they really hate this guy. They really seriously hate this man. So, anyway, the president was discharged at 6:30 today. He was dressed in his Navy suit and tie and wearing a face mask. He walked out of Water Reed on his own. He made a low fist pump. Oh, I know you dig on... Crypto crackhead, that's why you follow me. Everybody that took that red pill, follow me. He gave a thumbs up to the press as he got into a black SUV to head to Marine One. The president teased his return to the White House Monday afternoon, saying he is feeling really good. Hey, that's good, brother. I hope that I helped you become a fan, because this man here, I keep trying to tell y'all, this man got a higher power rocking with him. This man done been scrutinized. He still wins. They said he wouldn't do this. He still wins. They gave him COVID-19. Well, they didn't give it to him. He got COVID-19 because it was an opinion. I don't want to get flagged, but he still is winning. This man's still winning. Like, y'all need to stop. Liberals, listen, guys, it's okay. Go ahead on. Embrace. This man is on another platform you cannot touch. This man walking out. Feeling good. And let me tell y'all what they didn't report. While he was in trying to recover, his supporters got pizza every 45 minutes outside for the rest of those 3 days. He made sure they were fed. He made sure. Every 45 minutes. They said he spent a bunch of money on pizzas to make sure they were good. So you tell me if this man ain't the truth. Telling y'all, man, quit hating on this man. This man is the truth. All this, he racist and stuff like that. This man got nothing but love, man. This man make people want to embrace the American culture, man. I mean, look what's behind me. That should tell you something. It makes you want to be patriotic, man. This man's on a whole nother level, bro. I salute to the president. This man is the truth. And you know what he also said that got the liberals shaking in their boots? He said, don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. we have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs and knowledge.
Ow!
Yes! That's why I'm telling you, this man is the truth, man. Everybody keep playing with this man. I don't know what it is. I don't know what more y'all can do. Even my dog know he's the truth. It's crazy. It is crazy. My dog want to say hi to everybody tonight. So I know that's why she acted the way she acted. But yeah, I mean, it's just straight facts. Now, what else he also said is that the medicine made him felt better than he ever done in 20 years. Now, what a little bit about the president's health history is that he doesn't really get sick a lot. A lot of people say that he barely gets sick. Like, this man has been very healthy all his life. Now, the only worry that they had concern was that because of his obesity, he was a little bit obese. Now, the way the liberal news say it, they try to act like that President Trump was like almost 400 pounds. He's not freaking obese. He's a little overweight, but he's not obese. Obese is like he being his frame of over six feet, and he's like over, I don't know, 340 or 350 pounds. He's not even nowhere near that close. He's more like 6 feet tall, run about 260 to 280. You know, standard older man weight. But you wouldn't tell it because of the way he carries himself. So, I mean, yeah, man, that's how the radical left is. They calling the man obese. All before, they'll say stuff like a little overweight, but our president, he's obese. Like, he's a big old rhino. He's obese. But it's all good, man. I mean, the man is home. I mean, and his wife is also doing fairly well. They said she's taking it like a champ. These are healthy people. I mean, people think, you know, that they try to act like the president don't take care of himself. This man is worth $2.5 billion. You don't think that he doesn't take care of himself. You don't think he goes to the doctor, he gets on checkup, have the best doctors in the world. I mean, yeah, you're right, bro. He's a freaking legend. Trump is a freaking legend. I don't care if anybody don't like what I say tonight or don't like the fact I like Trump, but Trump is the man. You can say it, take it or leave it. That's a tough old, that's a GOAT. That's a tough old GOAT. That's the old greatest of all time, bro. You fight COVID in 3 days, you still working on laws, you got haters on your back, and you had the nerve to tweet to let these haters know that you're going to rise like the Phoenix and going to whoop Joe Biden's ass. You're right. If it would have been Joe, he would have been dead. Joe would have not survived. Joe barely got it together now. If y'all notice, they got a lot of clips that they're not showing y'all repeatedly. But if you hear Joe in a lot of his stuff, he does a lot of coughing. Like, he does a lot of coughing, and he act like he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about half the time. So, to me, something wrong with that man. That man's sick. I don't know why. And I think because, you know, the Democratic Party said the following, when they was asked about this, they said Joe has a condition that he is not going to discuss or disclose until a further date. So what is this condition that he don't want to disclose? You know, you say you want to be honest with the American people, we should know. We should know what we're dealing with. We shouldn't be in the dark. Y'all want to know everything else, what's going on with Trump? I'm just saying. But that's all right, though. Whatever he's going through, we'll pray for him after Trump get elected. That's how it is. Until then, we're going to move right along to the liberals, to CNN. I don't usually talk about CNN news, but I want to go in about what CNN has said this week about the president. So y'all can actually laugh at some of this. Oh, yeah, he got that too, bro. Let me show y'all what some of the stuff CNN say about our beloved president. Since CNN was one of the main left media that was having a meltdown. Here's one of them. Trump stages his return to the White House and removes masks despite COVID. Okay, first of all, buddy, he's in the White House with nobody around him. So him taking off his mask, he is allowed to do that. He can do that. He has no one around him. I mean, don't you got to take off your mask to eat? So this man's supposed to keep his mask on while greeting and waving at people and talking to, you know, the media from the balcony. He's in the balcony by himself. He's doing a photo op. I'm quite sure y'all about 8 to 12 feet away taking a picture. I mean, that's the stupid stuff that makes me laugh about the liberals. But when one of their liberal people do that, it's no big deal. Thank you. It's his house. It's his house. It's the White House. He's the president. He has no one on that balcony with him. It's just him. Secret Service is probably, you know, inside monitoring the situation. Or if they are beside him, they're 8 feet apart. They're not near the COVID. Come on, man. Oh, my God. This is just some of the... That was example one. Here's another example. Let's see here. Oh, 14 lingering questions about Donald Trump, coronavirus, and future of his presidency. So basically, they act like the man died. The man was dying. I think they had his obituary in it, ready to type it up. Here's some of the questions that they had. They had 14 questions. How sick is Trump really? Oh, my God. When did Trump last test negative for the virus? Oh, my God. My favorite one. Why did Trump go to New Jersey and do a fundraiser? Why haven't Joe Biden told us about his condition yet? Oh, my God. Oh, what medication is Trump being given? That's a good one. Then they ask, what if Mike Pence get COVID-19? They want him to die too. And then they had a nerd to ask, what is Joe Biden doing? Y'all know what Joe Biden doing. Y'all CNN. Y'all love Joe Biden. Y'all should have him on speed dial. Oh, my God. I don't understand this, man. I hear some of this stuff, and I'm like, what is going on? And my favorite, will Amy Coney Barrett still be confirmed before Election Day? Yes, she will. Now, during all this chaos, I have to tell you guys, I was really impressed that Nancy Pelosi, a.k.a. I got to have my hair blown during COVID-19 and the rules don't apply to me, had the nerve to pass the stimulus. But you had all this time to pass the stimulus. It takes our president to be in the Walter Reed Hospital for you to get the gonads to finally come together with the Republicans to pass it when they've been reaching out to you and coming middle ground with $400 for the longest for unemployment. Sounds fishy to me. Real fishy. You know what else sounds fishy to me? Is that how everybody... Yeah, I know that. That's another thing, too. That's another thing that really sounds fishy to me. All of the right got COVID-19, you know, unanimously and weirdly. But if you look at the liberals, that been going back and forth to Washington and all that stuff, they didn't get COVID-19 at all. So it's starting to make me wonder. I'm starting to think, because this is my opinion, so don't flag me, YouTube or Periscope. It's an opinion. What if the liberals, some of these honchos, are taking that hydrochloroquine that they keep saying that's not good for Americans? Because it's very strange that all this COVID's been breaking out among, if you notice, all the COVID that's been breaking out over these past couple of months, the only, mostly, that the major people that been getting it is the Republicans, the conservatives. And when you ask and confront the liberals about it, they're saying, oh, well, it's because they don't wear masks. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so, player. Because y'all be in the rooms with them doing discussing laws. There's something else going on. I really do. I really think they taking something, bro. Oh, I'm going to give it to you right now, player. Right here. If you want to subscribe to the channel, give me 1 second. Because I need you to subscribe. I need everybody to subscribe. And listen, before I go deep into this, I meant to tell y'all this too about the contest. I don't know if y'all heard that or not, but let me show. This is what you need to type to find my channel. Okay, let me tell y'all about this contest, because I think a lot of you guys, I usually talk about it when I first start doing the podcast. Me and my beautiful wife have decided to do a contest for you guys, okay, for the support y'all been giving me for Cash App and donations and, you know, Patreon and all that stuff. If y'all can get me to 300 subscribers, we'll give you a random person who likes, subscribe, and comment on YouTube. It's got to be all YouTube. And leave me a comment with your Cash App. You are eligible to possibly win $50. If you can get me to 750 subscribers by the end of this month with YouTube, if you do the same thing, again, hit the like button, press subscribe, also hit the notification bell up top. You got to be a permanent subscriber now, and leave a comment and put your information of your Cash App on there. We'll randomly select somebody and give them 75. If you can get me to 1,000 plus subscribers, me and my wife will do the same thing for somebody if they put their information after they like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell and leave a positive comment. Got to be a positive comment now with their Cash App information. We'll give you $100. Okay, so I don't know what you is, man. I don't know. I think we got a troll in the building, guys. I think we got a troll. Somebody named Trump Clorox. You know, if you're a troll, you know what's going to happen, right? I'm just letting you know now. Because trolls don't last on my feed. So for your sake, Trump Clorox, you need to jump off now. Need to jump off now. I'm trying to help you out. Cause you're gonna need it. Cause I don't know what it is about y'all trolls. Y'all know when y'all come in my scope, I always gonna block you. Always. I don't know why you do it. I think you do it just to be stupid. And that's fine. I mean, you know, it gives my thumb some exercise. That's facts. That is facts. I got about 10 now. Oh, my crypto, my YouTube is in my profile. It's in my profile of my Periscope. But if you need me to link it, I will. Give me 1 second. I'll do it right now. I mean, you can disagree as long as you keep it respectful. You know, I'm just saying, I just don't like the trolls. Because people be coming out here acting crazy. But as long as you be respectful, I don't care. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. But if it gets crazy, off you go. I'm going to give you that link right now, bro. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Hold on. All right. Copy. Yeah, man, I appreciate it. And if you want to, man, if you want to donate to the Cash App, go ahead too, man. All that's fine. I appreciate the love, brother. That's my YouTube right there. All you got to do is subscribe. That's all you got to do. All right, so we're going to move right along. Since we done got that out the way, and I told y'all about the contest. Like I said, I hope everybody subscribe because we want to give this money to people, man. We want to help everybody out. That's what we about. You know, God bless me. I want to bless somebody. I don't want to be one of them dudes that's just straight greedy. My topic today is we're talking about Trump's return. We also talking about what's going on with Miss Amy Barrett. And a whole lot of other stuff going on in the politics of Washington. Just alternative news, my brother. That's what it is. All right, so we're going to go right into this next topic here. I just seen it. I just seen you subscribe. Is it under Sam Mitchell? Because I just seen something that says Sam Mitchell subscribe. I type it to you what it said. Okay, I see you. Hey, Sam, thank you for subscribing, man. If it's your first time tuning in, man, definitely follow me, brother. You can donate to the Cash App as well. I appreciate you coming through. Appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. All right, so let me get on back to this news, man, so I don't hold y'all up too long because I know a lot of y'all probably got work tomorrow and everything else. I don't have a Super Chat because I ain't got enough subscribers yet. Only way you can get Super Chat, you got to have 1,000 subscribers. I'm only at 253. So to get Super Chat on YouTube, you got to be at 1,000. They won't let you. That's their rule. And all the things start opening up on YouTube when you get 1,000 subscribers. Like when you first get 100, you get your own customized URL. But when you get 1,000, you get everything unlocked. It's like, I don't know, 1,000 is like the goal for all YouTubers to kind of start breathing a little sigh of, all right, we can really build. So I'm on stage 2. I'm trying to get to stage 2 now. I'm past stage 1. So that's why I'm trying to do that. Thank you very much, Crypto. I appreciate it, brother. Every little bit helps, man. I appreciate y'all. Give me 1 second, guys. My wife trying to find me on YouTube. Just type Joe's Latest News and Views. Alright, I got you. My wife trying to get on YouTube to follow me too.
She's still trying to learn all this stuff, man. Alright, so let's talk about what's going on with Miss Amy Barrett, because I know a lot of people's asking me what's the next phase, what are they going to do about her hearings next week. So this is, I'm just going to give y'all a little rundown, and then I'm going to talk about what the CDC has updated on the coronavirus, aka the sweet and sour snuffles. All right, here it goes. Now, Amy Coney Barrett is confirmation hearing is going to be on October the 12th. And the Senate ramps up the COVID precautions because, you know, they got CDC, everybody down their neck. The Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday formally scheduled the confirmation hearing for the President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and Judge Amy Coney Barrett, saying that the proceedings will begin on Monday, October the 12th. Now, it's going to be Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, who is a Republican out of South Carolina, and he the one that announced it. And he also said on Monday it's going to be on Capitol Hill, and it's going to end on the 15th on Capitol Hill as well, that Thursday. So Graham's announcement came before the President Trump was released from the hospital. Now, the president, we all know, was admitted Friday for having the coronavirus. Now, this is what also the committee also aide told Fox News Monday that the staff is working with the architect of the Capitol Office of Attending Physician, the Senate Sergeant at Arms, the Capitol Police, and the Rules Committee to ensure the nomination hearing for Judge Barrett is conducted safely in accordance with public health recommendations. Now, they said committee staff is making sure that there are PPE, there's going to be sanitary stations, there'll be strict limits on people allowed in the hearing room, and, you know, other precautions. And they said that they have the options, the members have the options of appearing and questioning the witness in person or remotely. Now, you know, we already know the liberals are going to try to find a way to stop it, which ain't nothing new. That's what they do. That's what they like to do. But to me, I think this is going to go very smoothly. I feel like that President Trump has already got things lined up. He's probably done told the committee what he wants them to do, how to do everything to make sure it goes smooth and thorough. So I'm not even worried about Amy Coney Barrett having any kind of reluctance. Now, you know, they tried to go after her about her kid last week because she had two black kids. That guy from MSNBC, I think he's an analyst from MSNBC, for NBC News, something like that. I don't know, but this dude is racist. He said that she was doing white colonization. I had a video about that too, and I thought that was the most ignorant thing to be said, especially from a black American. A guy who wrote a book about how not to be a racist. How you write a book on how not to be a racist and you turn around and be racist against a judge who's trying to be a Supreme Court of the United States? I don't understand this. I don't know, man. It boggles my mind. I guess that's that liberal mind thinking. And then you only deleted it because you had white supremacist Robert Spencer give you a heart in a retweet. Oh, man. I don't get this. I'm so confused. I don't know, man. I'm just going to back away on it. That's all I'm going to do. I'll go back away. I'm back away. All right. So, let's talk about what I was going
going to tell y'all about next. Oh, man. I know I was going to tell y'all about something because we were just talking about this. This happened when you got so much on the news going on. Okay. This is what I want to discuss, too. I want to discuss about what's going on with Whitmer, the Michigan mayor. Now, y'all understand, and let me give y'all a backstory of this lady. Yeah, they salty. So, the Michigan governor, Whitmer, early in the middle of the summer, had closed down Michigan to the point where people wasn't able to go to work, people wasn't able to do nothing or move throughout the state. So people were rallying at where she at the Capitol saying, yo, this is crazy. I can't do anything. I can't work. You know, you're making it where I can't even take care of my family with all these strict restrictions, and you're also making all these mandates where there's some people that got medical conditions that can't wear that mask. And let me tell y'all something. I work in retail, okay? And I have to deal with that mask 8 to 9 hours a day, sometimes 10. And it is a pain in the ass. It really is. It will make you hard to breathe. Even the one that's the surgical one. I mean, my wife has dealt with having a hard time to breathe in the masks. And it's annoying. Now, I understand that it's supposed to protect us, but then you got these same professionals saying that it's really not guaranteed to protect you. So in reality, I feel like that if you have those conditions where you have a hard time breathing and it's medical related, that you should be able not to be made to wear that mask. You should be able to wear take your vitamins, your supplements and stuff like that to boost your immune system. And risk it. I mean, hell, we risk it every day when we go to the grocery market to get food, to get this, to get that. So I don't understand why locking the whole state down, you're putting everybody in financial tightness where they can't provide for their family. It's stupid. It makes no sense. You're not accomplishing anything. You're really not. And I don't know. But anyway, the state Supreme Court struck down her orders to extend a coronavirus-related state of emergency past April 30th without the legislative approval. Now, you listen to this, y'all. This lady wanted to stretch out closing down with tight restrictions on Michigan State until April 30th of 2021. Do you know how much financial distress you're going to cause for your state? Really? That means, oh my God, that means you got restaurants not hardly making no money. I don't even think essential personnel can operate with that. That's crazy. That's asinine as hell, man. That makes no damn sense. Now, her response was, the threat is still very real. And the sad irony is, on the day that the president was admitted to the hospital with the very virus, he called a hoax. The Supreme Court in Michigan undermined my emergency rule, my emergency orders that I've had to enact that put us in the same state as other states in this nation to save lives, when she said in the State of the Union Sunday. First of all, maybe you're not understanding what the hell's going on around you. Everybody else is opening up. Florida is opening up. They're not hardly getting that much fucking corona anymore. Georgia, the state I live in, we're open. I mean, shit. We got people at the football game right now. 20% capacity, but we're open. You're a jackass. That's what you are, lady. You're trying to close the state down and put your state in more financial distress than it needs to be. You know Michigan is one of the fucking most poorest states right now, and you're trying to make it the poorest state of history of America. That's what you're trying to do. I don't know what it is with Michigan and the state of California, but these are the two stupidest states of governors I've ever fucking met. Yeah, well, she's not going to win. I don't see Whitmer. If Whitmer wins Michigan again,
They are fucking jackasses, dude. That lady has caused more financial distress in that state than anything else. I don't know. Man. I mean, it's crazy. I don't understand. I do not understand why this guy, this woman is acting the way she's acting. Now, she also said we've saved thousands of lives in the Supreme Court on a slim majority Republican vote undermine the effort. Whitmer continued adding that two Michigan Supreme Court justice seats are up for election. Michigans have an opportunity to weigh in on our Supreme Court and said, we got to have justices who do the right thing. The court ruled 4-3 that Whitmer's decision to declare a state of emergency without approval from state legislators were unconstitutional, citing the 1976 Emergency Management Act, which states that after 28 days, the governor shall issue an executive order declaring the state of disaster terminated or request an extension.
Adam, that's my boy. We're going to have him on the show, man. Y'all follow his channel right here in the comments. Adam Cunningham, if you are right now, follow me on YouTube. Follow this dude. This dude is the truth. Him and his wife, they're a duo, man. You should see them in action. Let's get them up to where I'm at, bro. That's what I'm trying to do. So he tells the news like I do. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely follow my man Adam. That's my little brother from another mother. So let's talk about this shit, man. Now, I'm really pissed off at this lady. How in the hell are you going to go out here and tell these missioners, your state, to vote for more fucked up people so their state can be more fucked up so they can be fucked up? Are you stupid right now? You make no sense. You know what those people going to do if they got any common sense? They're going to vote for people that's going to make sure that they are going to be able to pay their bills, take care of their families, and be able to move on. You have lost your rabbit ass mind, lady. I'm sorry. Who in the world voted Whitmer? I mean, Jesus, man. This lady has been a nightmare since she's been in Michigan. Ever since COVID-19 started, she has not done anything to help her state out. All she's been doing is closing things down. Close, close, close. That's all she knows. She don't know nothing about, well, let's phase some of this stuff in. Let's look at the numbers. Let's do this. Like all the other states did. Hell, my damn governor ain't that damn bright. And he's a fucking conservative. And his ass fucking gave us a chance to make money. What is you doing, lady? Oh, my God. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. I've never seen nothing like this. Man. Y'all, I don't know if you from Michigan, but y'all need to go out there and y'all need to vote red, for real. Y'all need to get her out. Y'all need to get her out. She is not the one. She out here trying to extend stuff. Ain't even going through the channels, bro. She trying to make sure, and I guarantee you, she living all right. I bet you she going where she need to go. She want y'all to stay inside, but I guarantee you, she get to go wherever the hell she need to go. Nah, man, I'm out on that, man. I'm definitely out. So, I want to see if I can talk about some things that happened this week that kind of shook me up here. Oh, that's what I want to talk about. Oh, okay. Hold on, bro. I'll check it out. Hold on for a second. Let me check it out. I will check it out right now. Let me see if I can check it out right now. Hold on. Send me that link to my YouTube. I can get it better on my YouTube. Yeah, you want to forward that to me on my YouTube. second. Yeah, I can't see. I'm going to get you. If you follow me on Twitter, just go ahead on and put it back to my Twitter. So let me talk about this stupid person here, this group. So have y'all ever heard of the coalition called Not Fucking Around Coalition, right? If you haven't heard of them, they are a pro-black group that, hey, what up, veteran patriot? They're a pro-black group, which to me, I consider them a freaking black supremacist group, because the way they act and the way they do everything. Give me 1 second here. I'm about to tell y'all a story that happened. I want to get it right because I don't want to lie to y'all about this information. So let's talk about what happened. So, all right, cool. So anyway, in fact, was down in Lafayette. Now, if you heard of NFAC, like I said, they're not fucking around coalition. Might as well call them, to me, I feel like they should be considered a black supremacist group under the lines of Antifa and the Triple K. But hey, you know, they don't see them that way because they've never really been violent towards anybody. But I do know that they show need a whole lot of gun training, because when it comes to weapons, they're fucking retarded. So they over here at Lafayette marching for the shooting of Trayford Pelferin. Now, I don't know what happened with Trayford Pelferin. He's a 31-year-old black man who was fatally shot in August. All right, which I'm quite sure that he probably was one of those guys that was doing fucking stupid shit when it comes to the police. Cause that's how it usually works around here lately. But I didn't read the story. That's just my opinion. It's not a fact. But the fact of this situation is, they do the march in Louisiana. Okay? And in this southern city of Louisiana, they doing this march, which is Lafayette. The guy over there, the official, told Grandmaster Jay, which I think is the dumbest name. You're not a hip-hop rapper. Hell, you barely know how to operate a gun. So I don't know how you can lead an organization of 400-plus people on some fucking fake shit. But anyway, wannabe G.I. Joe said, hey, I'm going to come down to your city. And the official told wannabe G.I. Joe, Grandmaster Jay, no, you're not coming to my city. And if you do come to my city and you act crazy, there's going to be some problems. So I guess G.I. Joe wanted to push the narrative and was like, all right, I'm going to bring 400 of me and my guys, and we're going to show you guys we do what we want. So here they are walking. I've never seen a group that's supposed to be all prior military, most of these guys, and they don't have no marching. Most people I know prior military that moving in a military-like format, they march. Even when you're looking at the Proud Boys, all of them have a solid solidarity walk. Like, they walking in sync in step, right? They're not even organized to walk in step. That's number one. Number two, they dropped the mag. The one to do dropped the mag from one of his weapons. I don't know if he had it on him, loose or whatever. Okay. Then the next thing you know, somebody drops a gun again, an M16, and it goes off. Now, he swears out this time it wasn't his people. But it wasn't none of the Trump supporters that was out there with their weapons. They didn't shoot anything. This is the second time NFAC has had an incident with guns. I don't know why y'all keep calling yourselves Not Fucking Around Coalition. Y'all need to change that shit to No Firearms Allowed Coalition, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. He has a video. I'm going to put the link in my description. This guy's got a video. He sounds like he's slow as shit telling you how to operate an M16. Look, dude, I've been in the military, too. I'm a Navy vet, all right? And I played with guns. I even did my tour in Iraq.
The way you're talking about how to disarm the M16, how to do this, that, you don't do that shit. It's not how you, then you bamming the M16. You don't bam no M16 on no fucking table to get the damn clip out, dude. Come on. Oh, thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man. That's how we roll around here, man. I'm Patriot all the way. I mean, that's stupid. My wife has been with me for 6 years. I know they always shooting each other. My wife been with me for 6 years. My wife trusts me with any weapon she buy, any weapon we buy in our house. My wife calls me in a minute. Hey, baby, show me how to use it. Baby, show me how to disassemble it. I know how to do that shit. I know how to take a gun apart, put it back together. I'm trained to do that shit. But the way he was doing that shit, you don't take an M16 and bam it on the table. Yeah, he's a fucking joke. The dude's a GI wannabe. You don't fucking bam no. Dude, how many of you that's been in the military seen anybody bam an M16 on the table? Anything? First of all, you don't want to do that because you're going to fuck up the butt and the structure of holding it securely to shoot. That's number one. Number two, you're going to mess around and you can damage the area where you got to grip it and put the clip in. That's another thing, too. You don't hit it to jam the clip in. What the fuck are you doing? You're going to mess around and jam and have a malfunction. You can fuck up the springs. Dude, get the fuck out of here. You don't need no fucking gun. You need a fucking water gun. I mean, man, I play with guns all the time, man. I don't like that shit. I'm glad I wasn't there. I would have slapped the fuck out of him. What are you doing, dude? You playing with this gun like it's a fucking candy cane. Talking about Grandmaster J, bro. Thanks for the love, too. Talking about Grandmaster J being a fucking retard. Talking about he knows gun safety and stuff. But these people that he has with him, 400 of these people don't know how to fucking operate a gun properly, including him. They need to go to the range. They need to invest in an instructor. And they need to learn how to fucking properly conceal a weapon and use a weapon when you're running. All this fucking dropping, they're going to mess right around. Somebody's going to get killed unintentionally. They're not going to be happy that somebody dies with them playing with guns because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And then they got one dude had a picture. He's got two M16s together like this, acting like he's going to shoot. Bro, you can't take two M16s together like that and that like you're going to shoot. You mess around there and shoot that shit the way that backfire is, you won't be the, man. Bro, I'm telling you, they don't need no guns. They don't need no guns. I don't know who the fuck told them they can play with guns. They lied. Oh my God. I couldn't roll with them, bro. I would have seen the gun safety issues. I would have walked away. I would have went to the other side. I would have took all my gear off. I'll be like, yo, throw me that Patriot stuff. I'm with you guys. Okay. I got time for this mess. They done lost their mind. Oh, man, I tell you. But anyway, for all you guys that just came in late, please do me a favor. Hit the subscribe button. Also, too, hit the like button and hit the notification bell on the top. And, again, I want to put out to y'all, me and my wife has came up with a contest. If y'all can get me to 300 subscribers by the end of this month on YouTube, you get $50. But you got to drop your Cash App after a positive comment. If y'all can get me to 750 subscribers by the end of the month, y'all get $75. And you got to be permanently subscribed too now. And still, leave a comment, like, subscribe permanently, and leave your Cash App. If y'all get me to 1,000 and over, whoever randomly put in those comments, their Cash App, and everything else, I'm going to give you $100 randomly. So this is a serious contest. I'm trying to give out this money. So, hey man. Help me to help you. I know y'all got Christmas coming up. Y'all got things going on. Pass the word. Tell people on Facebook. I know y'all got a lot of friends on Facebook. Tell them to come through. I even give it to a liberal. And I don't even like liberals like that. But I'll give them a chance. They want this red pill. Facts, baby. That's where I'm at. So anyway, again, like I said, do that. All my people that's listening to me on the podcast live tonight, do the same thing. And if you need to find me, it's on Joel's Latest News and Views on YouTube. There will be a link in my description box. Oh, yeah, Matt Townbridge. Let's talk about that. Yeah, he was on the pedophile show in Massachusetts. Now, he's a former Democrat, what they call that, politician. But he's still registered as a Democratic voter. But, yeah, he did that. He went on there being nasty, talking to underage little boys, and showing pictures that he didn't need to be showing. And he didn't know that the underage little boy was really a undercover pedo crew that works just to bust these guys like that. And it's sad and sickening to know that you got people like that. That's why you just can't trust people no more, man. You can't trust people no more. I mean, it's just a sick world we live in. And I'm glad they caught him. And I'm glad that his life is ruined a little bit, because that's sick. I mean, why would you go after a child? Like, that's a child, bro. You 30-something years old. That is a grown behind. That's a young child. You a grown, rusty behind man. You can go anywhere in the world and get that kind of action from an adult. I'm going to say it again. Adult. Hell, you can go on OnlyFans. You could have flied you a man out. You could have flied you a grown man out. No, they don't protest that. You know what's crazy? California is becoming one of those states that's making it very cool for these guys and very comfortable. And it's not good. It's not good at all. And you know, it's got to stop. You know what I mean? I mean, like me and my wife, we check our kids' stuff on religiously. My wife, let me tell y'all something about my wife, y'all, and then while we on this subject. My wife is inspect the gadget dude without the gadgets when it comes to these kids' stuff. She might not know all that technical stuff, but that girl knows when something fishy going on. That girl got a sixth sense. I mean, this woman can sense when some bullshit is nearby. She'll be like in the bed chilling with me. And all of a sudden, she be like, one of these children is doing something wrong. I need to check her phone. I'm just saying, that is just how she is. She could be right in the kitchen cooking. You know what? I just got this feeling that somebody doing some bullshit. Let me get this phone right quick. I mean, she, and then when she do it, she just know, give me the passwords right now. Or no phone. I mean, she be on it, boy. She be on it. Sometimes sometimes she'll go through their computer, bro. She had a computer. She have her own, you know, her own stuff. She'll be like this. She'll be on the computer typing. I don't know. She just get that sixth sense. Let me check and see what's going on the other side of each other. Something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and that's what, you know, what I love about it. Hey, she do that to me, too. She check on my ass, too. Hell yeah. My wife don't play no games, man. My wife had to get one of these people straightened out when I first started streaming, acting like she wasn't my wife or something. All right, I got you, Greg. You know I got you, Greg. I'm just trying to put in the word so we can get this money out to these people, so y'all can just spread the people to go ahead on and subscribe. But I'm feeling the love, man. I'm loving the fact y'all is subscribing to me. I'm loving the donations, man. That's why we're trying to give back. That's why I keep telling y'all, man, the more y'all donate, we don't forget y'all. We're doing what we got to do. We're going to try to do this round, and we're going to try to do another good surprise for y'all before the end of the year. Or... Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me. She said sometime in February. I got to go buy the money, lady, if something changes, because I'm still a struggling artist. I still got to work for a living. I ain't got the luxury to live with my mom and daddy in YouTube all day. Oh, shit. All right, man. Let me get off here because I got to wrap this up. Again, I want to say special thanks to the following. I want to say thanks for our stream. Our stream is what I've been using to be able to broadcast to you guys on video. Very great software. Very good, easy to use. You can stream to about up to 30 platforms. Also, too, I want to also thank two of my podcast companies that I use. One is called Overview Simplecast. They're about $14 a month. And then you got one for $35 a month if you're trying to expand a little bit. But it's good to have. It puts you on like 40 different types of podcasts to stream to for people to get your material. And then I use the free one, Anchor. Now, on Simplecast, I go by conservative news. And on Anchor, I go by Joe's News and Views. So either way you go, you can get two copies of this on each of my platforms. And soon I'm going to start doing interviews. I want to start doing something with military. So all my prior military people, if you got some cool kick-ass military stories about fighting in the field and you want to tell your story on here and with the interview, we can do that. We can make that a special weekend edition where y'all can get it in and talk about these military stories and everything else. And also, too, all my Patriot women, if you got some stories of heroin stuff you went on, heroic stuff that you went through, hit me up, man. I mean, I just want to put everybody on because I think everybody got a story to tell. And why not tell it here on this podcast? All right, y'all. I'm out. I see y'all tomorrow. Until then, God bless. We're going to end with, I'm going to start ending this thing with a prayer. So that way everybody can, get inspired. So we're going to bow our heads right quick on here. Lord, look over us tonight, Jesus, while we try to prepare for not only just tonight, but for our next day, Lord. Not only that, Father, help guide us, Father, during these times. Lord, we know we're not all perfect, but at least, Lord, give us the strength, Lord, to do what we got to do at all costs. Lord, watch over our communities, watch over our families, watch over our friends, and watch over our countries. And Lord, let's continue not only to pray for our President Trump, Lord, but let's pray for all those around us, Lord, that need understanding and the ones that have the understanding to be able to spread the understanding. In your name we do pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Thank y'all very much. Peace and love. That's how we're going to start doing this every night, ending it with a prayer. Until then, stay up, Patriots. Love y'all.